That's Donovan, and that's the Fat Angel, you see. And I'm sorry if the fidelity, as we call it, on that record wasn't particularly good. I think somebody's been dining off it or something. It's all messed up. Anyway, I hope you've been writing to the zoo and telling them about the how essential dibblers are, because we've got to get some, you see, and we don't have all that much time left, unfortunately. So write to the zoo and tell them to get some dibblers. And we're going to have to buy an island somewhere or make one and all go and live on it together and have hundreds of dibblers and sparrows and things and all the other nice things wafting around and nobody will bother us. It's rather nice. I've been thinking about that all day today, actually. But I just won 30 shillings from Peter Drummond this afternoon on the British Grand Prix. And I'm wondering where I can buy an island for 30 shillings. Free Revelation Misunderstood there from an old acetate that was recorded in Hollywood, and that's called You Don't Have to Go. And it's 24 minutes past 12 midnight in the perfumed garden, and time for us to hear from the birds, actually. And this is Thoughts and Words, or Words and Thoughts. There you go. Those are the birds and Thoughts and Words from Radio London from the LP Younger Than Yesterday. I understand there's some kind of rally thing. Nobody tells me anything, but I understand there's a rally of some sort at Hyde Park Corner sometime tomorrow. How's that being vague? I'm not exactly sure what it's all about, but I do understand that you ought to be there anyway, and perhaps you'll be able to recognise the listeners to the Perfume Garden by the light shining from their foreheads. I certainly hope so. Anyway, I hope you're all down there in force for whatever it is, because I understand that whatever it is, it's definitely worthwhile. I don't know what all that means, really.
The whole new world awaiting you in show business. You can be a star DJ on radio or in discotheques if you have the know-how. Getting that know-how is no problem for the really keen young men and women who want to make show business their career. That's the School of Broadcasting, 7 Norfolk Street, Strand, London, WC2.
Thank you, yes. I got a letter today about the firm, too, who are people who really are the flotsam and jetsam on the sea of life, said he with picturesque imagery there. And the people pointed out that they go everywhere free and con their way into things. So here's a record for the firm, because some of them asked me to play it for them. It's by the Shadows of Night, and it's called Gospel Zone. From Chicago, Illinois, those are the Shadows of Night on Radio London, and that was called Gospel Zone. I've got a couple of LPs by the Shadow of Nights, but of course they're in the United States, along with everything else that I own in the whole world. And what was I going to say? Something of great significance was coming up. I've forgotten it. Oh, yes, the other day I mentioned that if any of you have records by the Creations, you don't need any longer. I don't have the two early ones because they were on the ship. Somebody gave them away, you see, which is rather gloomy. And I was thinking about another record, too, that I'd like to play for you. You remember the Big Three, who were one of the first of the Liverpool groups, and they had a lead guitarist who was lunatic guitar playing, just incredible, as though devils were pursuing his fingers along the strings. Incredible mad sounds he used to get. And there's a record, there's a B-side or something else, there's a record called You've Got to Keep Her Underhand, which I thought was magnificent at the time. This was about 2 years ago. And if you have a copy of it lying around, let me borrow it so I can tape it or something, because I'd love to play his fantastic mad guitaring, the first of the lunatic guitarists. Anyway, here are the Rolling Stones, and it's the singer, not the song, you see.